Internet and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
Welcome to the Gamer Show. If you've been watching the live stream, I apologize because you have been here 10 minutes longer than Sam and Chiz. Sam and Chiz only just rocked up in the last 5 minutes. So
we're outside for half an hour trying to get through your gate.
There's a bit of a
entrance. Yeah, we're no longer allowed in the front door.
Our moonlighting business kind of overran with like a backup of tramps to wank off. But we a few of them are backed up as well.
We are a clogging situation going on.
Dingy okay. George was like full to the brim.
Clingy George, he holds you, he won't let go. He just looks you straight in the eye at point blank range.
Oh dear.
I love that. Yeah. It's kind of quite intense. Yeah.
And then whispers spunk in your ear as he goes.
Well done, well done. That's brought down a level immediately.
Yep.
So,
brandy points to your girlfriend next time you go. Do that.
Anyway.
I like to kind of mumble Tarquin quite often. Tarquin.
Very good. Right. Okay. Are we done with that?
It's not working this at all.
No. Are we done?
Yes.
Yeah, we're done. Right, okay. So we got a bunch of stuff to talk about, a bunch of things.
Sam's the most weeks.
Sam's definitely read the show notes anyway. So
I put stuff on, so uppity facety punch.
Oh, was it you that put that rubbish on that I'd already dismissed?
I don't know what you're on about now. Cool. I'm going to say no.
Did you actually put news on, or is it just what you've been playing?
Little column A, little column B, I think.
I think a minuscule amount of both.
Okay, okay. So, So Uncharted 4.
If we were playing the game, that would have been a fake laugh.
Oh, no, he's
a little annoyed like Star as well. So you can see here, we've got the Uncharted 4 A Thief's End playing away here, which is pretty incredible. Is everybody happy?
Why is he talking?
So you can hear it. I know. I fixed that audio too. It's amazing.
This is weird.
Yeah. So anyway, Uncharted 4 A Thief's End was at Sony's PlayStation Experience keynote on Saturday past the 5th of December. Basically, this is a trailer for the Uncharted 4 that should be coming out next March. And what this basically shows us, if you can see it, for some reason it's going to be dark on my screen, hopefully you guys can still see it okay. But basically the storyline here is Nathan Drake is reunited with his brother Sam. Now I don't know about this. So I read there in the article, it says that apparently Sam was injured and thought dead before being in prison. But I'm assuming, is that something that we should have known from a previous Uncharted?
I've played all the Uncharted games, and this is the first time Sam's ever
Sam's obviously...
He's obviously thought his brother
had
been dead even before he played the first game.
Right. Okay.
So that's why he's kind of stunned to see him alive here, partly. But the major, obviously, thing that's shown of fear, is quite actually dull trailer, is basically a dialogue branching thing. But whether or not the whole game could be like that, or it's just doing that at the start, so basically it's like a clever way to identify like what your favourite Uncharted game was, which is...
The unfortunate thing here is it looks like an episode of, like, The O.C. or something like that.
I think The O.C. is a bit unfair.
I don't think so. There's some star quality action.
I thought it was a little bit more like The Young and the Restless, to be honest. Though. There was a bit more that level. No?
Jeez. What else? Jeez, what's The Young and the Restless? It's like an old people.
I find the most impulsive is just kind of really move most quickly.
It's a bit like the Gilmore Girls.
I like the Gilmore Girls.
You would. I know.
Oh, no, you do know. You surely know, because it's taken the mickey out of most like popular TV shows. Like South Park or Parody did that as well.
That's why I know that. I've never watched it.
You did know of it.
So basically what happens here is you choose a plot as like a conversation with your brother, and then it cuts away not long after here actually, and it doesn't seem to do very much, but it's an interesting new mechanic that they've put into this.
I'm wondering if it's an actual mechanic where this is just the start of the game and part of this conversation just kind of, it's basically asking you what's your favorite Uncharted, because that's what it is. It's basically choose which of the Uncharted games you tell your brother about.
Oh, okay.
So I'm just going to like, which of the last few Uncharted games was your favourite? That's all this movie is, I think. Whether or not they're going to carry this on through the whole of the game, or it's just a spit, I don't know.
Okay. So it's not doing like a Mass Effect 2 where he's in the... in the flying thing with the lass, and she—that's three actually—and she's asking him. They're asking questions about his previous life,
yeah.
I suppose.
See, this is where it pans away here, but
yeah. Unless your decision here then opens up more dialogue, like changes the dialogue later on in games.
Say that all about that.
Yeah.
That's me leaving because it's frigging boring.
Now you got a little landscape here, it's all very nice. Then it comes back to them. So yeah, that's cool. So that's out in March next year.
It's very pretty.
Cool. Okay. So the chat room are saying that there's some problem with the audio. Is it just that you can hear the video? Because we actually, that's planned. We actually intended that to happen.
It could just be us eating in the background the whole time.
No, we actually, I wired it up so that you can actually hear the video now, because a lot of times when we talk about... clips and things like that, you don't actually get to see hear the audio or anything. So I've wired it up so you can actually see it now and hear it. I'm not sure if the chat room is saying that there's a problem with the audio coming through on the video, or if...
Is the video audio too loud?
I don't know, maybe that's what the issue is, because that's why we switched it off previously, but I thought I'd wired it up correctly this time, and I thought the audio was actually okay this time. So if chat room, let us know what the issue is here.
Would you rather just cut the audio from the video entirely, or
yeah?
Why do we keep trying new things?
Well, I'm just trying to make it better.
It's because last
jeez,
we were born to just kind of shuffle along at the same shoddy level.
It was because last week we failed at the most basic things.
Oh,
Paul
we did,
decided
yeah.
to add more complex things on top of things that we can't already do.
Well, no, I thought I fixed all the things, and then I thought, you know, I fixed a bunch of things, so I'm going to make more things. And you know, that's how you kind of move on in life. You just you try new things, you move on. Anyway, speaking of moving on,
place
yep.
to have a whack.
Nice.
Spice of life.
So apparently, are you guys ready for this? You're going to love this.
Yeah, I've heard this.
Yeah,
so I have read the notes.
Have you really?
I know about this.
So apparently...
can we do a single?
What this is... Hang on, I'm going to put the audio up a little bit. So apparently, this is the Mario theme tune, and official lyrics were created for this theme tune during a radio contest in 1985. Shall I sing along? I actually have all the translation written down.
Well, aren't they singing it in Japanese for a start?
Yeah, they are singing it in Japanese, but the translation is...
You're going to sing the translation. Go. In a really high-pitched voice.
Oh. Oh, no, they're saying that we're getting some weird echoey thing coming through the system for some strange reason. Oh, sorry, chat room. Okay, that makes more sense now. No, you're playing out the mic channel and also your monitor channels of the mics when you switch to the video. Okay, let me just see if we can check that and see. Ah! Apologies. So that hopefully should have fixed that. That's my fault.
As per usual, we need people to help us fix our crap.
Sorry, we're not monitoring the audio. I should be monitoring the audio. I couldn't get enough cables to do that. So we are where we are. Can you just let me know if that's that fixed now? We are as professional audio engineers as always on British Tech Network. Hopefully that should solve that. Anyway, so this is the Mario fixed. Superb. Thank you very much, Jackie Hearn. Thank you. Cool. So that's it. Sorry, Spawn. Great.
We are smooth tonight.
Absolutely smooth. I was just trying to pay attention to what's
anything,
going on. Right.
It's helped us move past this Mario song.
Okay, anyway, do you want me to sing the Mario song? No? Okay. So apparently it goes, today full of energy, Mario is running.
Do it in a Christopher Walken voice.
I don't do voices. When did I do voices?
You're starting now.
I'm not even sure.
Christopher Walken, I don't know.
Go, Mario.
Actually, I think the official expressions that Sam's got here is probably the best part of this. Hold on. Okay, you do it.
My Christopher Walken impression.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, that was, I said a word.
You did say a word.
Sorry.
Thank you very much, Sam.
I forgot.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
It's just because it's so easy, it just... trips over the tongue.
It does. Are we done with this Mario story? Or do you want me actually sing the lyrics?
Go on then. briefly, very quickly.
Really? Really? You want me to go? Right, really okay, here quick. We go, here we go. Right, I'm going to do it as really fast as I can, okay? Today full of energy, Mario is still running, running. Go save Princess Peach. Go! Today full of energy, Mario runs, runs. Today full of energy, jumping. Today full of energy, searching for coins. Today keep going, Mario. Get a mushroom. It's Super Mario. Get a flower. It's Fire Mario. Goomba, Troopa, Buzzer Beetle, beat them all. Mario is always full of energy. Then this bit, I'm supposed to speak this bit. The only one who can reverse the spell that has captured the mushroom people is Princess Peach. But Princess Peach is hidden underground in a far-off castle. Ah, the days of peace. If we could once more return to those days to save Princess Peach and bring back the Mushroom Kingdom. That's why Mario is on his journey today. Then we go back to singing. Today full of energy, Mario is still running, running. Today full of energy, Mario is still running, running. He has made it to the castle. Fireworks, lightly sidestepping the Hammer Brothers. Show the last of your power, Mario. It's been a long journey, but it's nearly at the end. You've done it. You've done it. You've detected Bowser. Sorry, defeated, not detected. You've defeated Bowser. Bowser? Bowser?
Yeah. God damn.
You were doing so well. I was like, are no names in this that you can screw up. But.
You've left.
So you've defeated Bowser. Princess Peach says, thank you. Mario's got a great big heart. Mario's adventure is over for now, but Mario's dream lives forever. There you go.
Is anyone else really worried what's fueling Mario's energy? Sexual rage or something?
Well, they keep taking Princess Peach away. Can you really? You can't blame him.
Like, but he's got an awful little energy, lot of energy for an Italian plumber. And have you seen Italians work? They are lazy.
They are lazy.
Any other races would like to just not insult while we're here?
Oh, Inuits. Bloody hell.
They are ass bags. Absolutely. Wandering around, polluting the world with their bloody whale oil.
Yep.
Stabbing people with the walrus tusks.
Ocean tossers.
Yeah. No, and sailing the other day.
Dear, anyway.
Wallet gone. It's wallet gone. Inuits. Dirty bastards.
Chavy mermaids.
Oh, dear.
Don't even get me started on dolphins.
Was it like a chavy mermaid just came in and enticed you over and emptied your wallet?
No!
This is a new low, guys. This is a new low. Right.
So, went underwater in his canoe.
All right.
Just up, grabbed my wallet, and then shot off.
His pincer claw hand.
Yeah. They have got pincers, actually. Yeah. Comes from the third nipple.
Right. Final Fantasy VII will be episodic, apparently. Sam and Chiz, does this bother you? I don't really like the fantasy. I played a Final Fantasy game briefly, but.
I haven't played them since, like, I don't know when.
Yeah.
Since, like, PlayStation 2, possibly.
Yeah, Final Fantasy...
It looks really good,
one of
by
my
the way.
All-time favourite games, but since then I've kind of fallen out with Final Fantasy, but I just find that, it's not moved to the times enough for me, and it's, yeah. At the time, I put, like, when it was in text form, you could put up with the Japanese, sort of, like, mad dialogue.
Yeah.
Part of me's kind of thinking, oh, it's cool, they're doing this, but other parts kind of going, yeah, it's not going to update very well.
No, well,
especially when they've got all people actually saying the lines now.
I remember Black Cannon Arm Bloke.
So this is, as you may or may not remember, this was mentioned at E3 2015, that this is a remake for the PlayStation 4 of Final Fantasy VII that originally came out in, what, the late 90s, I think?
PS1.
The PS1.
That might have been the last one I played.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's an absolute classic. It is one of my favourite all-time games. But,
Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah,
cool.
But I'm just. But,
yeah, and the fat kid. Oh God, this is the last one I played.
Yeah, it's like it's cool to see it updated, but as I say, I'm just kind of worried that it's not going to in updated graphics and obviously actual dialogue. It's going to you're going to play and go. Why did I like this game? Like I think the last game when it came out, it was just the perfect blend of like the sort of style of graphics it was
and ridiculousness.
And, yeah, and like parts will go well because like it does have some really dark elements to it, but it also has some really silly over the top things, and it'd be interesting to see how that's going to look when they do that.
It is fine to come out with like B-movie quality stuff on a B-movie budget, but if you have an A-list budget, you've done really, really badly if you come out with like a B-movie script.
Yeah, but that's like there's loads of people who are fans of the original, which I was, who would go mad over this. when I first heard they were going to remake it, like, I mean, it's just been going out for, there's been fans wanting it remade for a while, but I was never one of those fans. I was kind of like, just let it be.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be remade.
Let it go.
Just, let's just make a new game rather than...
Well, the interesting thing about this...
possibly spoiling the reputation of that first one.
So the story here is that the episode 7, they've announced that it's going to be episodic, as I mentioned at the beginning, so it'll not release in one piece. What I found really interesting about this is what Square Enix... said in a press release. Now, obviously, this has been translated, but Final Fantasy VII Remake will be told across multiple part series, with each entry providing its own unique experience. The bit that confuses me about this is the original came out on PS1 on one DVD, not even a Blu-ray.
Mm.
So, yeah. How on earth are they needing to now?
It wasn't even a DVD.
This
across,
like, it
was a
CD back then, wasn't it? How are they actually needing to spread the story
I think it was
so far?
Discs, actually.
Was it right? Yeah. Okay,
but still, it was one package for the whole thing.
Exactly. So apparently, basically, it's going to be spread over multiple discs, and they're also kind of saying that this could potentially be a situation where they are able to focus more and making sure that there's no bugs. And you know, we've moaned bitterly about on the show about bugs and things like that that come out with the recent game releases. So it could just be that they're trying to kind of get around that, and they're saying if you bring it out episodically, it kind of gets around that. I don't know.
And at the same time, if it's going to be episodes, how many parts is it going to be, and how many? It could take absolutely years for them to actually finish, because Final Fantasy VII was a massive, by its time, it was still a game. It could possibly take up to like 100 hours to complete.
Wow, right, okay.
That was actually a selling point, like that they kind of, like, I remember when they put out the trailers for it. But and for this version, they're saying they're adding to it. They're adding a more open, a more like it's Midgar the city. Before, you're just kind of, there was no sort of, it was exploration. You're just kind of funneled from one point A to B with some really sort of pretty graphics at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And this, now it's, they've kind of not totally open world, but it's more, you can explore more than what,
right,
than what
okay,
you
there's more
before.
Of a world to go through.
Yeah,
okay.
So it's good. They're going to be adding more to it, because it could well end up being a bigger game. I'm actually thinking they'll do a few episodes, and then I wonder if it's going to go the way of Half-Life 3, where it's kind of like, yeah, it's not happening anymore.
Yeah.
Are they selling it as one package for
episodes.
The price of one game?
They've not
announced anything like that. Yeah, I mean, there's still not even a release date or anything like that.
If they did it that way, then fair enough. You release it episodically. I've already paid for it.
You buy it for
the price
of a normal game, and you just wait for
done.
All the parts.
That's fine. That's totally fine, as long as you complete your end of it.
£10 per episode,
exactly.
It adds up to like 50 episodes or something.
Then they can get nod.
Yeah.
Yes, so we'll see when that one kind of comes out. So we've got very little information on that one just
what
now.
What you've queued up is not a new thing.
Is that not the new...
No, that's not a new thing.
Okay, where's the new one? Is that this one up here?
Are you talking about the one that I posted up the other day?
That's 17th of July, right. That one was published.
It's, that's that's actually... it's
search Total War there, like on
campaign.
The actual thing. If you click on Total War on the link on...
So, Paul's trying to put up... Or you could just go into Facebook and grab the thing that I put up.
Okay, let me
that
just do that.
Easiest.
This is going to be highly professional here.
Yep.
This is normally standard.
Right, so Paul is looking for... Total War brought out a video. All the S's sound really sharp tonight.
Do they?
Yeah, I noticed when you were doing the Mario song, and it certainly sounds like it when... I'm speaking as well. It does in my ears.
Well, you know, we can't promise anything.
Hey, Sonny, come sit on my lap.
Okay, good. Where is it? Is that
there?
There
you go.
Right.
Paul's trying to find. Here we go. Yay.
Right, okay, so we should have this one.
A gameplay walkthrough with the campaign. It's
so I'm going to keep this one muted because there's probably going to be some annoying guy
talking
to the top of us.
Yeah. He's not actually annoying.
I'm going to click
on
this
off,
and he's going to shoot his rectum at this knife.
So it gives you a breakdown of the actual world, and it shows you some of the new mechanics for it, and I found it fascinating. It was brilliant. I've watched it about 6 times.
I expect you will have done. Yep. So this is an in-engine cinematic trailer. Oh, thank you.
Just grab them.
There we go.
They don't want to break.
Just noticed that I had run out of Jammy Dodgers, so we're back with Jammy Dodgers again. It's actually been a while since we've discussed the biscuit on this show, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we just concentrate on eating now.
Yeah. That's too much energy. Anyway, So
Sam, talk us through what's happening here. So this is the in-engine cinematic trailer.
It's about 10 minutes long.
Maybe
so at the moment, it's just looking at a map.
Apparently alpha gameplay.
To like 3 minutes or so.
3 minutes in. That's five.
Well, I don't know. I'm just guessing.
There we go. That's exactly on the 3 minute mark. Here we go. So those of you that have not seen seen us talk about this before or anything like that, this is obviously a Total War game, which Sam absolutely loves. And this is Warhammer Total War, which is due out April next year. I imagine Sam has some time off work pre booked for this. he does.
Is this the map view? Is it?
Yeah.
It's a lot more gorgeous looking than the Rome ones.
A lot more gorgeous looking. Mm-hmm. Actually, Attila and Rome 2 were pretty good looking, but there have been improvements. And plus, it's like fantasy worlds, so you can go a bit crazy.
Oh, yeah.
So they've carved a mountain into a great big dwarf there. Why the heck not? It's just showing the world, showing off the kind of different areas. You get to see the dwarves. This is from the Greenskins, the orcs and goblins perspective. Loads of new mechanics. The orcs, obviously, a great hulking warrior people, as they are in everything that orcs are ever in.
But the smaller the goblins.
The goblins, it features a little goblin army a little bit further on, and they're doing really badly. They're surrounded by dwarfs. The goblins have this new cool thing that they can do, which is look for kind of tunnels under the ground.
Are goblins and orcs not part of the same
thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was waiting to check. In case for a reason there were separate forces or something.
No. Well, I think they can be a little bit, but so this little goblin army's trapped and it can't get out because this dwarf's kind of blocking either end of the pass it's in. And it digs under the mountain. It does look really cool, doesn't it?
Mm. I'm quite a big fan of the Total War games, not to the same level as you are, obviously, Sam, but I quite like Warhammer. It's interesting to me. So this actually could be very, very cool. I think it's probably one I'm going to have to
I think it's going to be... If they do it right, it's going to be April the 18th.
28th.
18th. Who's more likely to be right here?
I don't know. I'm just guessing. I don't actually know if it's 18th or the 28th. Okay. I don't care.
I think it's got a lot of promise if they do it well. It's kind of more story-driven than previous ones. Mm-hmm. So you choose your kind of main general at the start.
Yeah, because so it was in other games, you kind of, the story is what you did.
Yeah.
Because like, you made your own story, kind of.
You can this, but you pick your main hero. So for the Empire, for example, it's either the Emperor, Karl Franz, and you kind of do story missions for him, and he starts just a bloke. I think he probably rides a horse, but he starts as just a bloke. You do a mission, like fight a set battle or whatever for him, and he gets a magic hammer, or he gets his griffin to ride on and fly about on.
Golden Boner.
On the other characters, some high magician blokey, and he's all about the gold. He's all about the cash.
So what did you make of that? There's been a mind reading a wee while back that there was a bit of the community of Total War were a bit up in arms about how they were handling the Chaos Empire with being paid for pre-order or it was DLC or whatever.
To be honest,
the way they've structured the DLC hasn't went well. Any DLC has not went down. But like, I remember an article somewhere that the community were just kind of like, weren't chuffed.
They announced initially that it was going to be four races off the bat.
Yeah.
And they're delivering those four races off the bat. I'd already pre-ordered it. If you don't want to pre-order it, don't pre-order it. If you're going to whinge, whinge. They're giving you Chaos. They're there.
Yeah.
They're giving you. They hadn't announced it until they told you they were giving it for free. So shut your damn traps.
All right, so is Chaos free then? I thought it was paid for.
No, it's free. If you pre-order it, it's not even out, so your only choice at this point is pre-order it or don't.
Yeah, but if you don't pre-order, then you don't get Chaos.
No. Well, you'll probably be able to buy it. But I don't have a problem with doing that. I don't have a problem with them doing that.
It's an incentive to DLC.
It's an incentive to get their money.
Yeah.
Yeah, but say there's people who want to wait for reviews or other things.
Then that's their tough titties.
Yeah, but...
So that's the little goblin digging under the mountain there, by the way. He was trapped by dwarfs on either side, and he's just dug straight under the massive lava-spewing volcano.
That's pretty cool. Right, so is that going to be available from day one?
Day one.
All right, so is content there withholding from some people then? that it's already done. It's just that
at this point, the game isn't out, so they're not withholding it from anyone. So you can either order it or shut your trap.
Okay, I don't think you guys are going to agree to disagree here.
It's the exact stuff we all complained about last week, but still, Warriors defending it.
No, it's not the same.
It is, because like, that's content that they're denying some people unless they pre-order. It's ready to go. If it was later on and it was DLC paid for later on because it's not ready, fair enough.
Get the game with the four races that they said you would get with the game.
Mm-hmm. But you have to pre-order to get Chaos.
It's just a little bonus. I don't have a problem with that.
Okay, good. Grand. Agree to disagree. Okay.
What's the chat
make of
that?
This does look quite cool. This does look quite interesting.
The game's still going to work. It's going to work perfectly, and you still have four races to play through.
You do understand why some people don't like it, though.
Yeah, but some people don't like a little pinky up their bum when they're sneezing, and I do, so, you know.
Awesome, right.
Someone wants a job at Creative Assembly. he's prepared to do that.
Okay, that's great. So we're all looking forward to that game. Comes out in April, the 38th. And everybody's really looking forward to it on this panel. I certainly am. Sam certainly is. Chiz kind of can take or leave.
Yeah.
Take or leave these games.
I won't be pre-order, so I won't be getting Chaos, it seems.
You'll get it for free later on. It'll just be like 30 more seconds.
Okay.
What will hugely wind me up, because they're doing this in three parts. And each one bolts onto the next, and the map just keeps getting bigger and bigger, which I don't really have a problem with. What will annoy me is, along with those three sections of maps, which are supposed to have four more new races each, if they then try and sell me additional races on top of that and not just cover them all in the three maps. I don't mind if they're putting an additional one for if I pre-order each one. Yeah. But if once the pre-order bit's passed, if they then start flogging like four other random races at me for each map, that's going to wind me up.
And they might do that. We don't know. To see
they happens, quite but... possibly will, because they've got a horrendous track record.
Yeah, that's why. I mean, okay. But they're not the only one. Everyone's at it, and it's. I think this. It seems to be no one's doing it right. And like, well,
do you know who is doing it right?
Actually,
do you know who is doing it right?
CD Projekt Red.
Paul, with this segue.
Do you know who is doing downloadable content right?
Who?
It's the guys who make Goat Simulator.
They're not.
Because, and I'm going to put the audio up for this one. So this has been a trailer.
Everybody, cough up some green for the DLC.
This is their DLC, which appears to be a flamingo, a camel, a dolphin in a wheelchair, and obviously you keep the goat as well. And the trailer here appears to be the four characters discussing the use of DLC in an American gangster.
Yeah, so am I. Did that person just beat the hell out of the other person?
They're just
they're having a fight.
Just put it in the game for free.
I think it's just.
Hey, giving things for free that don't pay the bills. You don't care if indie devs count on you buying the DLC to survive. Do you know what this is? It's the world's smallest violin playing just for the indie devs.
You don't have any idea what you're talking about. These people bust their ass. This is a hard job.
So is working in retail selling the actual games.
For those of you in the audio podcast here, what we're watching is four animals discussing this here.
Nonsense from my Steam cart.
Hey, leave it in your cart.
Wait a minute. Who didn't buy the DLC?
Valentino.
Valentino? Why the hell not?
So go.
You don't believe in it.
Dolphin.
Shut up.
Dolphins in a wheelchair.
What's the big thing?
Remember.
Come on, you.
To the right hand side of that, there's two. At the moment, there's two goats and the dolphin in a wheelchair. That's a flamingo.
I don't think that's a goat. It's a lot bigger.
And then you got a camel as well.
Antelope. $2.50 for the vanilla game. I'll buy the DLC, but normally I would never do this.
Yeah, so this is new DLC coming out. There's no date or anything like that just yet. So this is the third sort of DLC type thing that's come out.
Get the gist of their chat. It's going to be free for Goat Simulator. Okay.
Yeah, so this is them basically walking out of the restaurant.
I love that dolphin. Is its tongue hanging out?
It appears to.
They're all hanging out.
They all have the sticky tongue.
Humphrey Ciabatta. Dolph Spaghetti. Don Pastrami. I see where they're going with this. Pilgore.
the regular goat. So this is obviously the third DLC that's come out relating to Goat Simulator. There was the previous two that was Goat Z, which was a riff on DayZ. They have a zombie for survival game, and there was also the World of Warcraft inspired piss take called Goat MMO Simulator. So that will be coming out at some point.
There's this guy, they get attached to each other because they're clipping out.
Do you want to cover the Hideo Kojima game awards thing?
Yeah, he's not going.
He's not going. It's basically the summary. Happened.
He's not going because they told him not to.
Well, yeah. But it's just kind of showing how Konami seemed to be totally going out of their way to make everyone despise them.
Yeah.
Because of what they're doing to their games divisions, and now they're like what they're doing to their employees as well. There's a few nasty things I've heard about that as well. But now. It was Kojima was up for an award, and yeah, and it was Konami's lawyers stopped him from going.
I don't really understand why they would stop him from going.
It was part of his contract. So it was, from what I could tell, it was part of his contract. Someone was written in his contract to say that he can't go. We don't really know much more than that. He did, however, send Kiefer Sutherland to go and claim him, accept his award for the Phantom Pain, which I thought was a pretty cool move. Host Jeff Kneihly, I'm assuming that's how you pronounce his name, K-E-I-G-H-L-E-Y.
Kneihly or something.
Kneihly? Kneihly? I don't know. So he also had a little bit of a dig at Konami up on the stage. He basically said, as you may have noticed, Hideo Kojima is not here with us tonight. I wanted to tell you a bit about that. Mr. Kojima had every intention of being with us tonight, but unfortunately he was informed by a lawyer representing Konami just recently that he would not be allowed to travel to tonight's awards ceremony to accept any awards. And then it goes on in the article to talk about the article that I read.
Surely
about the fact
sending
part
someone
of his contract
is like a bonus for that.
Someone weird's go, well, it's basically, it's Konami are basically, they're shuttling a lot of their games division, and they're basically changing the whole layout of their organisation. And they've actually, what I've been hearing about, there's people high up, like it's certain game designers and developers have been kind of like, if they've shown that, like any, what's the word, like any sort of disgust at what they've been doing. They've been made to go and work in the toilets and things like that. They've actually, they're basically humiliating them and whatnot. So it sounds
quite archaic, really.
I always wanted to run my company.
So there you go, Konami, if you want a CEO, Sam's your man.
Hell yeah.
Or even if you want a guy to clean your toilets. Yes. Yeah. Sam's your guy.
Only if someone's putting their pinky in my bottom.
And finally, in the news section tonight, it has been revealed that you can tame wild animals in Far Cry Primal.
Huzzah! Finally, I can buy it.
So basically, this is based in, as we know, we've talked about this game before. It was again announced at E3 2015. So this is a Far Cry that's based sort of in caveman times or primal times. Basically, the guy that you play, Takar, is a beastmaster, which basically means he can tame dinosaurs and saber-toothed tigers and all that kind of thing, which, frankly, is pretty much the same as Ark Survival Evolved, except this has got a little bit more Far Cry-ish to it.
That lad there, he sent his... Did he just set a mammoth on fire?
Yeah.
You can set a mammoth on fire. Why would anyone not buy this game? You can set a mammoth on fire. Right, no, there was a lad before and he had his saber tooth and then he set his saber tooth on something. And then a lad behind him set his saber tooth on that first lad. That's pretty wild.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it's going to give you much more than kind of Ark Survival Evolved will. I mean, I imagine there'll be a bit more of a story to it than Ark Survival Evolved.
You can't really experience that
one element. They are totally different playable games because I've played Far Cry and I've played Ark and they don't play the same at all. So.
No. But my point is that they're kind of making quite a big deal about this, and I'm just kind of saying that it's not as if this is a brand new element that nobody's ever done before.
No. Like, the point of not saying that themselves, but it's just a new element to this game.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes sense that it would add that in to obviously get past the fact that there's no sort of machine guns anymore.
Like 20 seconds ago on the video, did not look caveman-y.
No. I think part of this video, it's the guy who's in the video, like, that was actually a part from, that was the Shangri-La missions from Far Cry 4.
Right, okay.
And he said when he first heard that they were going to do the Primal, he was worried it was going to be like the Shangri-La because he thought those bits were bollocks.
Right.
So as he was talking about that, he brought that up. But he said, but he's saying he's played Primal and says, thankfully, it's not as bollocks as Shangri-La.
Okay.
Do you think that this is going to be a game in its own right, i.e. Far Cry 4, or is this a filler game while we wait for Far Cry 5? What's your thoughts on that?
I don't know.
Badger! It's got badges.
Yeah, that's what he said,
It's got freaking badges. I'm so sold on this.
I don't know. I really enjoyed Far Cry 4, but it did very much feel like Far Cry 3.5, and this might just be Far Cry 3.7.
But like actually less, because you've not got machine guns and stuff like
but like
that.
I think it still could be a fun game, and apparently you can control, like the way and where you can match.
How big is that owl?
It's a big owl.
That's a big owl.
And you can actually ride certain animals depending on how big they are, so you can ride a bear about and whatnot, and big saber-toothed cats, but yeah, I'd say there's still no word of any other animals in that. He didn't see any, like, so there's, I don't think it looks like there's any dinosaurs at all, so it's try to be a bit more
realistic.
Yeah.
That's fair enough.
But realistic to a point.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not like which is based on a alien island.
Yeah,
thing,
that
so,
is quite different. Yeah, yeah. So.
But yeah,
cool.
But I think I'm definitely going to eye on it because it was Far Cry 3 and 4 were really good fun games.
Mm.
And what I've heard as well, there's no multiplayer at all. And there's not even any co-op, apparently.
Tell which lines?
They've abandoned that. I think it's got a symbol in its head, by the looks of it.
Yeah. They both had symbols before. That was pretty. Right. This is really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think if it's anything like Far Cry 3.
I stand corrected.
4,
I thought I looked a little bit fillery, to be honest. But
Well, kind of. But you can have badges, Paul. So show your dirty mouth.
Well, there you go.
Like I think there's more to it than what Blood Dragon was, which was like the
filler between 3 and 4.
Yeah.
I couldn't get into Blood Dragon.
That's all that was kind of supposed to be anyway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But so yeah, so it is its proper game, they're saying. But yeah, but at the same time, I'm worried that it's coming out so soon after Far Cry 4, and it might just be more of the same, and I might get bored of it pretty quickly. So yeah, I see totally where you're coming from, Paul.
Yep.
But I have had fun with them as well.
Cool. And speaking of badgers, this podcast and all the others in the British Tech Network are brought to you by the absolutely superb people at UK2. They provide all sorts of web hosting solutions such as DNS, VPN, VPSs, all sorts of things like that. And you can get discount on all of those things. So please head on over to britishnetwork.com/sponsors and you will see all the voucher codes and everything like that that you can, use, I guess, type in. Use, I guess. You can use those against any kind of those products at UK2. If you head on over to britishtechnetwork.com/UK2, you will be taken straight to them. So also when you log back into your account and stuff like that, please use that click through too. That'd be very much appreciated. The other people I just want to mention is the other people over at 100tb.com. They sponsor the live show. So if you're currently watching the live show and you're in the chat room just now, then you will be using 100tb services. So they basically provide us a server that we can provide as a live stream, which is awesome, and they're great. So if you're in the States and you're looking for any kind of web-related products, please go to 100db.com. The other one that I just want to mention is Patreon. You lovely people have been jumping back on Patreon, which we really appreciate. There was a little lull there, I think, where people kind of forgot that we were doing it and we weren't mentioning it on shows very often. But if you could head on over to patreon.com and search for British Tech Network, or alternatively, britishtechnetwork.com/Patreon, and please give us a donation. Anything from $1 a month is really, really appreciated. We're spending a huge amount of time doing all sorts of stuff around the offices and the studios and things like that to make sure that our stream is better. So, for example, Righty just recently got lights in his studio, and I know Ewan's doing a lot of work in his studio as well, and we've made some changes here as well. As you will know, if you're listening to the live stream, we are stereo tonight. Reality is that cable cost us £1, if only I'd known that in the beginning. Anyway, that's everything. So, gentlemen, what have you been playing this week? Sam, will I start with you? I don't know. Should I start with you?
Well,
talk about your Wild West game, because other game Paul's played as well. So.
Well, I also put in Moortime, which is finally...
Which one do you want to talk
gone
about?
Out of release. Well, I'll do Moortime since I've already mentioned it. Oh, did I speak about it?
I think you have actually. You spoke about it when you pre-ordered it or something.
Yeah.
I definitely.
West game as well.
Is it one of these? Can you guys tell me which one of these is?
All of those.
Top one.
All of those. Except for the Grey's Anatomy video.
So we've got an ad for Skylanders. We'll just have to.
Excellent.
There we go. Let's just skip over that. There we go.
So this is...
What's the type of game is it again?
It's a bit of an odd one. It's kind of like XCOM in that you're controlling your lads, but you do it from... You control each one from a first-person perspective, but you can flip to a top-down map. So, cheers. So you're wandering around the ruined city of Mordheim, either as a Skaven war. There are so many Warhammer games coming out at the moment.
Yeah. We're seeing like it's Games Workshop. We're seeing they are aggressively just finding every platform.
And they're putting some good stuff out as well.
Yeah, they're finding
Vermintide.
It's good.
I'm really enjoying Vermintide. Although I'd like a few more maps now.
So, I'm just saying, Ross bought Ark, played it for half an hour, then got refunded. Or his computer was not good enough. All right, it wasn't because he didn't like it.
No, I remember him doing that.
I think when the real game comes out, they're probably going to optimize it a little better, Ross. So actually,
you could probably wait till.
He was trying to play it on Mac, wasn't he?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it depends what your video card was. I had that same problem, Ross, on my Mac. I couldn't get it to work either.
But it's coming out on
Xbox and PS4.
Yeah.
You can't join our server though. In that.
No, you can't.
Anyway, sorry.
So loads of Warhammer games. They all seem to be really, really good. Quite impressed with stuff going on at the moment. Mordheim, you create a little kind of war band gang and you go out and you find stuff and things to steal and sell and beat up other gangs.
So just sort of about, right?
The thing I particularly like about it is that the campaign is ongoing, so if your guy gets shot in the face and you manage to lose his eye, he has lost his eye full stop for the rest of the thing.
You can
also get randomly mutated or like there's good stuff that they can gain and bad stuff. Mm-hmm. So if he gets the hell beaten out of him, actually... That could go one of two ways. He might become tougher because he's taken a beating, or he could just become a bit of a cowardly scumbag because he's taken a right shoeing.
The sand class.
Yeah. So it's pretty fun. Pretty fun. It's quite full on though. It's taken me a little while. So I left
XCOM
off it.
XCOM was kind of like that as well.
Yeah, I left off
those style of games are all about being punishing yourself and learning. Basically having like playing the game like...
You have to learn how to play it.
Like having like it's four attempts to start the game and then going to go,
Now I know how to do it. Like XCOM, it's all about building satellites.
Yeah, but you don't learn that until...
No.
You're already been horribly massacred by the alien several times. Yeah.
So this... There's quite a bit to it.
What platforms are this on? PC?
PC at the moment. Okay. Although I do believe it's supposed to be coming out on console as well.
Cool.
Does it actually have a proper story and whatnot? Or?
Yeah. There's quite... This used to be a tabletop skirmish game back in the day.
All right.
Before me.
Cool.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I am seeing... Well, after Vermintide and this... They seem to they're getting developers to make game like their version of already successful games. So like here's like Warhammer XCOM, here's Vermintide Left 4 Dead.
Yeah.
But they're targeting games that people really liked, but at the time I suppose like there was not many because I suppose when they started this there was no XCOM 2. There is now.
Yeah.
But it's Vermintide was a good idea because there's not been a game like that because Left 4 Dead. 2 was years ago and there's been nothing on Left Dead 3, so they've seen a window, right, let's target that type of game, get out, make it Warhammer, and it's the same with this, so it's actually been quite smart of them.
I think they've done really well.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, just skip on to, like, 2-3 minutes or whatever to show the actual in-game stuff.
So
skip on a couple of minutes.
About there,
wherever. Yeah, so he's currently controlling that lad in his army. They have kind of activation circles. He's moving out one, two, three.
So it's a bit, you can control them a wee bit more.
And then he can only go that far. He can also walk back through the same bits that he's walked through.
All right.
So you kind of, it's quite tactical in where you place people.
They've definitely changed things to make it their own. All right.
That does look really interesting, actually. Looks like the kind of game I'd probably quite like.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's on Steam.
It's on Steam and CD Keys.
How much does it say back?
When I bought it, because I bought it like pre-alpha, blah blah blah, it was like £10.
Right.
I think it's currently going, it's supposed to go for like 20, but you'll be able to find it for
cool.
15.
I'd imagine,
less.
Yeah, around about that.
So Ross of the chat room is asking if anyone's played Skyrim online. Is it worth it?
Yes, I have. And only if you like WoW and stuff like that.
It's,
it was poo.
It's not actually, it's just, it's Elder Scrolls Online, isn't it?
Yeah, Elder Scrolls Online, yeah.
But it's just
yeah, I'm not into
more of that kind of game. Good if you like it.
Yeah.
I just can't get into it.
Yeah, those type of games don't interest me. That's why I'm still kind of annoyed they've turned Knights of the Old Republic into that. It's like, no, let's go back to a proper...
God, I wish they had.
Yeah, because like, imagine, like, because obviously Bioshock went and did Mass Effect, but Palmer always felt like...
Well, that's a walkthrough one.
Yeah.
It was fine. I was just going to use it as a background thing.
But but part of me always feels it was Mass Effect should have been what the next Knights of the Republic game should have been.
Yeah.
It was just kind of like...
Yeah, if they'd done that with Knights of the Old Republic, that would have been phenomenal.
Yeah. It would have sold even more just because it was Star Wars. Well, and it would have been bloody good.
Yeah, the Knights of the Old Republic, the first two were fantastic.
I actually like...
And bit of a dodgy ending on the second, fantastic.
Yeah, the second one gets a lot of flack, but I thought up until the ending it was fantastic, but unfortunately it screwed the ending because they weren't given enough time to finish the game.
Yeah.
Like I said, it had to be out, so they had to... It's another time sort of game, which is kind of like, just give them a few more bloody months to finish the game.
Yeah. I have been playing Fallout 4.
What's that, Paul?
So we've talked about it on the show last week, so I'm not going to really spend a huge amount of time talking about it, I have to say. But
I've been playing a lot of Fallout 4 as well.
So wow. I've not actually. I've played
3 days now, and I think it's
wow. Right. Okay. So I'm nowhere near that, but I just wanted to kind of. I just wanted to kind of give you a little bit of a take of my first time using it, playing it. It was really, really engaging. I got really into it to begin with.
I think
I made a bit of a screw up quite early on, and I've not managed to work it out to build houses yet. Hopefully I'm not going to give away any spoilers. The game has been out for a little while, so hopefully I'm not going to give away too many spoilers. But
start to work.
It's like really early on. So basically, you go. I found a place that there was some refugees, villagers, kind of holed up, and it was an old museum.
Yeah.
An Independence Day. Yeah. So I'm supposed to go upstairs, get the power armor, get a machine gun. Used all the bullets from my machine gun, taking out the humans running about in front of me, then had nothing to try and kill the massive big beast.
The Deathclaw.
The Deathclaw that's kicking about. So my only option was...
Run away.
So I tried to defeat it like half a dozen times. Couldn't. Just
sorry, guys, that's the armor. Bye.
I couldn't defeat it because I had all I was doing was like shooting with a handgun from a distance. I had no option. I've walked all around that village to try and see if there was like some more ammo I could find for my bolt gun or whatever it is, spinny machine gun type thing, minigun.
Yeah,
couldn't find anything. Eventually, gave up and wandered off. And so now, basically, I'm wandering off. I've got no concept of what I'm supposed to do. And
that's really interesting.
Yeah,
that's
far too far away.
But the thing is, like, you can still go and do random things.
I've not done it because I think I left the story too early that I've actually not learned how to do too much.
Do you know
stuff.
What? No, you can
learn it yourself.
Yeah.
All right. I've not found anything yet. So I'm just wandering through the wilderness.
Just before we move on a little bit further, just before we move on any further, if anyone's jumping into Fallout right now...
Don't do that.
I would strongly, strongly advise just doing a quick Google on like the 10 things I need to know to play Fallout 4.
I'm sure on The Guardian, they've done two of them. Like, there was 12 things Fallout 4 doesn't tell you about, which you should know. And then they did another one. It's like another 12 things you should really know about.
Don't use the minigun before you've killed the claw thing.
I've never seen anyone else do that. That's phenomenal.
I wonder what you'll be able to do is you can go off and start doing random sort of side quests.
Quests because I've got no option.
And then rank up, then get some weaponry, and then come back and see if the Deathclaw's still there.
Yeah, that's true. I have just had to wander off. Yeah. I had no option.
I wonder if the mission just restarts or something. I don't know.
I don't know.
Get back to us on that.
Well, so it occurred to me when I was writing the show notes and deciding I was going to talk about Fallout 4 tonight, it occurred to me that I probably have a save point I could go back to prior to getting the minigun.
Don't.
And
do then go back I, and do I it I love properly. The fact, like, all three of us, so you continue from where you are, and I guarantee you all three of us will have completely, totally different experiences.
Okay, I will try that.
I've gone off and done loads of missions. Chiz has built tons and tons of stuff and leveled up like faster and a bit further than me, I think, now.
I'm level 50 now.
Yeah. And I've just been doing kind of missions and exploring and trying to avoid the main quest or really joining any of the factions.
I've always started doing some of the main quest now, but I've done like a point.
Well, I have no option. I can't join the main quest anymore.
Yeah. Whereas you, Paul, that have become like the Charlie Chaplin or something of the Fallout world.
I'd love it if you come back to that building to find the Death Claw just wandering around, then you sneak inside just to find the dead skeletons of the people you left behind.
Starved. Not eaten by the Death Claw, just starved.
Scrawled on the walls their own thesis of how much they hate you.
Yeah, I apologise to those people I left behind. I really enjoyed kind of working my way through that the museum as well. That was quite satisfying, the way that you come through that museum.
Yeah.
And
Have you done? It's quite nice. Have you done the Silver Shroud mission? You heard of that?
Yes. Yeah. I'm loving this. I'm actually starting the second lot.
Yeah. It's not a spoiler, but it's like you obviously in Fallout, when you get to talk to people, you get a choice of how you want to talk to them or not. Every choice, did you do the voice of the Silver Shroud?
Yes. I would actually, I really would have loved it if you had that option whenever you, because I'm wearing it permanently now.
Yeah.
I wish I had that option of every time I'm wearing the Silver Shroud to give a Silver Shroud answer to everything.
Yeah. I'm not wearing it anymore because it just like the armor that I'd made was far, far stronger.
Yeah.
But I've still got it. I'm not throwing it away. Yeah. Anyway,
so I will continue on and report back and see how I actually get on, given that I have no option but to completely abandon the story mission now, because I have absolutely no way to get rid of this massive beast thing that's hanging about in the middle of the village. For the record, if anybody else does this, it's probably about an hour into gameplay, maybe. Probably not even that, 45 minutes, maybe, something into gameplay like, that you make that decision.
It's kind of the first sort of like proper shooty you start doing.
Yeah.
I wish they first hadn't done that bit. I wish they hadn't done that bit.
They do give the power arm a bit too early.
Way too early. I wish the power arm.
Yeah,
a death claw should be something that you're terrified of and you don't want to see until like you're level 40 or something.
Mm.
Yeah.
But they threw it in far too early. They gave you the armor, which you can continue to wear as long as you have the
upgrade it and whatnot. Yeah,
the fusion whatevers.
Yeah.
And
repair when it breaks.
It just gives you a certain sense of invulnerability that I don't think you should have.
That early in the game. It is very early in the game.
One major thing I've definitely liked over the past Fallouts is it's a gun. Well, obviously Fallout 3 is a way game it's actually like, but is the actual gunplay not quite as good as like a proper first person shooter, but it's definitely much better than Fallout 3. It actually feels, when you actually get certain weapons, they feel quite meaty. They're satisfying sounds.
Yeah.
And the way limbs and heads blow apart as well. Really satisfying.
The lasers, there's been a huge improvement.
Yeah,
the lasers
kind
of have a click and a kick to them.
Yeah,
it really feels like a gun. Now.
And another thing, and you guys are probably going to roll your eyes at this bit, but the bit, it's been a while since I've been really moved, I think is the right word, with a storyline, and maybe it's because I'm a dad or something, but I get it, spoilers, it's really early on, but that kind of got to me a little bit.
Yeah.
It's really early on.
His missus as well. Mm-hmm.
That whole thing.
Your husband, if you've gone a woman,
exactly.
Whichever way. But
that whole thing just kind of got to me, and I was
that was pretty full on, like the fight, and then the
and you're having to watch it all and stuff.
I mean, I wasn't sitting there greeting, but
no, but it was like
it was really well done.
Yeah,
you've been in the bottom of the shower.
I did generally, I have to say, I did not enjoy the first hour of the game.
Right,
it.
Fallout's, especially Fallout 3 in New Vegas, the void, I was kind of the same where, I didn't dislike it, but it took me, I basically had to go away from the game for a bit, then sit back down, and then I felt like I was properly getting into it. It's like, it takes a few hours for me to actually get engrossed in the world.
Yeah.
I saw a thing the other day, so I don't think I'm really spoiling anything by mentioning the stuff with the kid, but, so that, like, Fallout 1 is... you're a vault lad and you have to go out and you have to find a water chip to keep your vault going. Fallout 2 is you have to save your tribe. Fallout 3 is look for your dad and save the wasteland.
Your dad's Liam Neeson.
Yeah. Fallout 4 is save your son.
Well, so I'm finding the whole son thing interesting. And again, spoilers here, but so you've been in the vault, according to your little robotic dude, 200 years.
Yeah.
You clearly went back to sleep following the little kerfuffle.
How long for? No one knows.
Well, that's my point. So
no one knows, Paul.
No.
That's the thing.
I thought the dialogue when he came out was very much like, I'm going to find my son. But the first thing I'd be kind of going is, I have absolutely no idea when that happened. But that could have happened last week. It could have happened 10 years ago.
But you'd still want to find your son.
That is true.
Exactly.
That is true.
Like you're not going to kind of go, well, either way, I'm still going to see what I'm trying.
My grandson, son, maybe. But
you're not going to go, well, I'm just going to assume that was 50 years and he's dead.
That's true.
Sit in this vault and get pissed.
Can I just go on to what I was saying? The final one is Fallout New Vegas, which is, show me the asshole who shot me in the head!
Chandler Bing.
And like the rest of them are all about saving people. The rest of them are all about saving people.
He's voiced by Matthew Perry.
Is he really?
All the rest of it, saving people.
Yeah.
Fallout New Vegas is, I am going to rip that guy a new asshole.
Who was in the game because he's a big Fallout fan.
Yeah.
There you go.
Everyone knows that.
Cool. Okay. Cheers. What have you been playing this week?
I missed Ron Perlman.
No, he was the newscaster on the TV.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
I did not notice that.
Yeah.
Right, so what have you been playing this week?
But he didn't do the war. He didn't do the war.
Because you say it.
So, yeah. Ross is saying that the claw thing might die of old age. He might very well do.
Yeah.
That's quite possible. Like, Chess, what have you been playing this week?
You could actually, like, I've fallen out of it.
All right, okay. I've kind of covered that.
I've not played anything new. But I was going to say, like, I said it as a joke where you could just go and get pistol time, but you could. In Fallout 4, you could play anyone. You could literally build yourself a hut, just travel the wasteland finding alcohol, have nothing but alcohol, go back there and just get pissed every day. Yeah. You could do that if you wanted to.
I, for a little while, started my Fallout day by going from, your first place that you come to?
Sanctuary.
Sanctuary. Walk from Sanctuary down to, have you found the bloke who just has like a little bar in the middle of nowhere? It's just like a little stupid shop front. No one around him. He runs his pub. It's just him standing there selling booze.
Nice.
So I trekked down to him, bought a couple of bottles of booze, walked back again, and then started off my adventure. And I did that a few times. It was really enjoyable.
Cool.
Because booze will give you, like, obviously if you drink too much of it, it'll do bad things, but you can also get certain boosts. For example, I think he can actually carry more things. So you can actually literally, it adds like, I think it's plus 25 to how much you can carry for like a few hours.
Because you think you're invincible.
Yeah.
It should be based in Scotland.
Yeah.
So you knock back a few and you can go out without feeling the cold.
Cool. So that's it. Fallout 4 is basically the three of us have been playing. Sam's also had that, what was it, More Time?
More time
as well. So thank you very much for joining us. That was us. I don't know. Do you want to do a show the week of Christmas? I don't know. That's 2 weeks today. Will be the week of Christmas. We could do. I'm going to be off, so we could do it during the day
like
or something.
The end of.
We'll do it sometime during the Christmas period. It might not be the Monday night. Two weeks today. But we'll do a show during the Christmas period as well. If we don't speak to you before, have a lovely Christmas and a new year and all that kind of good stuff. And we will see you in the new year. If you want to get a hold of us, please email britishtechnetwork@gmail.com. You can tweet me at Paul Wheatley on Twitter. Sorry, I've put the camera on me now. At Paul Wheatley on Twitter. At British Tech Network on Twitter. Sorry, at British Tech on Twitter. Go on over to Patreon and give us all your hard-earned cash or just even a dollar. Anything less than a dollar, don't bother, because it costs us more than that to actually get the money. So at least a dollar if that's okay. Or nothing. We're totally fine to keep doing this for free. We don't really care. So really appreciate everything that you can give to us. Head on to the Facebook page. We have a lot of stuff going on over there, so just search for The Gamer Show on Facebook. Search for The Gamer Show on Google Plus and all that kind of stuff. And yes, and that's it. So happy Christmas and happy Hanukkah, happy holidays, happy not working for a week or whatever.
Join us on Ark. If anyone actually joins, I'll come back and play some Ark with you.
Yeah. So we've got an Ark server. Drop us a line, either the email address or the Twitter or anything like that. Previously,
everyone who's played Fallout 4 as well, tell us your Fallout 4 stories. We'll read them.
Yeah. I'd like to hear about your Fallout 4 stories. So,
who's everyone's favourite companion?
It's approaching January, so tell us what's been your favourite game of the year as well. It'd be good to know what everyone's game of the year's been.
Yeah, game of the year. Please let us know. Ross has just reminded me, quite rightly, that we have an offer on just now. It's not a gaming offer. It's for MacPaw software. For you get money off MacPaw software for your Mac. For Mac Cleaner. That's well remembered, Ross, but I can't actually remember any of the details about that offer. So let me just try and find how where I can see if I've accidentally got it saved. No, I don't. Tweet Ewan at British Tech and ask him for the voucher codes to get some money off MacPaw.
I think he's just put the link in for you.
Ah, thank you very much. So my faithful assistant, Ross, has just popped the link in the chat room. So it's macpaw.co.uk/BTN. And that gives you some money off. Oh, I don't think that is the correct link, actually. Macpaw.com.
For God's sake, Ross, you're bloody useless. We give you 15
there we
jobs.
Go. So it's macpaw.com/BTN. So Clean My Mac 3 is normally $34.95, but by using that voucher code, you get it for $24.47. It's an awesome piece of software for cleaning your Macintosh if you are a Mac user. So thank you very much, Ross, for letting us reminding me of that. I should have mentioned that in the show. I think there's also money off Gemini as well for finding duplicates across your computer. Thank you very much. It's been awesome. See you in the new year. Good night.
Toodles.